KAYT 88.1 FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right, for you got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Praise and magnify and worship be the name of the Lord. In all this, your old sin not, nor charge God. God bless me to heal and be blessed. Someone needs that those verses from you.
God.
his son. And that's what I'm talking about this morning. Praise God, brother. Gee, if you praise God when things are going well, and you pray when things are going well, it's no problem to do it this way. His sons and his daughters, he had trained them well because they had their parties together, And after it was over, Job had one offering offered up for them, and he prayed in case they sinned against God in their heart. Family man looked after his children. Why? But he's in trouble. He's in trouble. And God, if he can brag on you, he'll set you up. He'll set you up. He'll test your faith. See, I know all of us have been there. And I've been hurt hard things. But I didn't see it coming. I ain't gonna lie, see, I didn't know. I didn't pray. I didn't would. I was hurting. I didn't pray for me. I didn't wish you. And if you really be honest with yourself, that's really not the norm of us. Not that we can't do it. Sometimes we don't do the, we don't realize the reality of this word of God. That don't mean I don't love God. It don't mean I don't have faith. But the pain was so severe at that particular time in my life. And all I was focused on was my pain, my hurt. Now you may not never been there. I'm not praying you there, but I've been there. And I had to work and pray my way through it. But Job here is praying and praising God in the midst of all of it. He's worshiping God in the midst of them lost seven sons and three daughters, but he worshiping God. Because his possession is possessed him. He possessed the possession. And all of a sudden, one day, Salem shakes. God had gone around in the room. Few out of David. Yeah, pray for her companion. And God, to have you consider my son. Sure. Take them out to be picked up. That's why Job can worship and pray God, because Job offers his own God. He don't know why he's going through. And sometimes we try to figure out why we're going through what we're going through. You just going through something right now. And the reason arise when it happens is just. Sometimes we bring it on ourselves, and sometimes it just good things happen to bad people, bad things happen to you. That's just life. You're gonna have some ups and you're gonna have some downs. That's just life. Life is almost like a computer. When it's down, ain't nothing you can see. When they're down and Sam, you can't buy nothing. Just a system come back on. And every now and then, I'll have some downtime. Just get some money. But all when I begin to pray and look to God and read his word, the system comes back. Yes. Praise God in difficult times. We see God as loving here. We see God always giving us what we want in return. Bless us, we see, but there are times when God will permit trouble to come into your life. There are times when God will allow Satan to miss. We don't hardly want to see that. But God allows this to happen. So you take whatever you got. mind. See, Satan can't mess with your mind, honest, if you're on the Lord's side, unless God gives you permission. And see, we always heard about the devil this, the devil that, the devil made me do it, the devil won't let me do it. You just do it. Now you lied on the devil. Somebody told the story, the devil that the church told, just crying. What's wrong with you this morning? They don't think they're just lying on me. That's all they do. They just lying to me so much. Sometimes we just don't want to do what God says no. And we want to blame somebody. But the Bible says, don't get your blessings. My good friend Adam, he's going to blame God. That woman. You don't blame the snake. Plan to blame. And we still play blame. But if I had been born over here, on the other side of the fact, things would have been better. If I had just had a chance to go to this school, to that school, things would have been better. But if I just had this job or that job, all you got to do is trust God and be thankful for what you have. And allow God to help you manage what you. Oh, look like every time somebody would come, they had bad news. Oh, this little devil down there, wind blew through the house. They gone. Sheep, they gone. Yep. The lost. That he wrote, took and wrote, shaved his head, ceremony of sorrow, and fell down. He offered himself, having lost everything, he offered himself before God Almighty and wished him God. Realize he didn't come here with nothing. Yeah. By the way, don't get too used to whatever you got. Because you're going to leave it. Don't say you didn't come here with it. And he ain't going to leave it. And the Lord takes it. And the Lord gives it. All I need to do is just pray for you. That's who prays. When you in trouble. When you are having a difficult time in life, when things seem like it just won't go right, when you up against the wall, you're about to fall, and then you can praise God. Dawson, they wrote that song, Precious Lord. He had lost his wife. Child. And he had lost stop sinning. And he began to take my hand. He was at the end of his wits. But he was able to. Lost the daughter of his child, but he was able to praise John Newton, who drove a slave ship from England off the Atlantic, was shipwrecked, and he began to write the song. Amazing how sweet the song that saved a wretch like me. His mother had took him to church at 8 years old of revival and prayed to God that he be saved. And it was in the storm at 36 years old that he's in a difficult time. He's in trouble, but he's praising God. Many of the songs you listened to were wrote out of pain and agony and hurt. They began to write the song and sing it in their depth of their sorrow, their hurt, and their pain.
no one talks on the phone. No matter what you do. And some things just police do never kick a little around the back. They're a good Samaritan. Done all of the right things. This was a good guy. Done all of the right. All she could to bring the community together, but was shot in front of my school. We can't explain this. Why innocent life? Someone that's trying to help all things but you got to defend those that run part in the call according to his purpose. All I'm saying is that when we know God and love him and not we move on. You get the most out of it. Lose the house, you know. Lose the car, you know. Can't get another life. Can't get another song. That's what's the move. This is typical. Soul. Eternal. I'm not saying, Lord, don't want you to have nice things and all that stuff, that's what I'm saying. Just don't let the things help you. Sometimes we can allow things to possess ourselves and we possess them with things. Ain't nothing wrong with money. He said you love them. When you love them. When you worship them. Don't let worship them. Don't let worship them. He worshiped God. And that's why when he lost it all, he went back to day one. I ain't gonna leave with nothing. So let me get my shout on. Let me praise God. And when you realize that you didn't bring that in, you ain't gonna take that out, you can get your shout on. No matter what's going on in your life, you can still praise God. You don't have to wait till that day to preach their life. You can just praise God on the battle when you know who God is. Sometimes people don't praise him because they don't know it. You can't praise somebody you don't know. You can't worship somebody you don't know. You gotta know him. You gotta have a relationship with him. You gotta talk to him. When you pray and talk to him, then you gotta stop and listen to what he has for you. Y'all have communication, y'all. Come to yourself. Get down. Not a monologue. He's talking, I'm listening. I'm talking. And you can see. Well, you know who he is. Then you know he's the one that woke you up. The clock didn't wake you up, my honey. The little children didn't wake you up. It was God that woke you up. Because when you heard it, you saw it. They woke you up. But you were woke. Mama, you were woke. God woke you up. But that was Psalm, he didn't wake up this morning. Psalm, he woke up and didn't know where he was. But we know. That's all that I'm saying. He wants you to get out of that. Let him trust him. Even with your will. Trust him. Because he is the truth and the light. He'll lead you in the direction he wants you to go. Don't let us get on in one go out with. Go God.
Lord. You didn't bring them with you. You're not going to take anything. You won't be in your mama's trouble. Because they need every inch of ground they got out there. God in them. They ain't gonna let them bring your stuff out there. You ain't gonna buy no extra ground out there. You faithful, you still ain't gonna bring that stuff out there. They got that deserve for somebody. So when we know that, and be thankful, whatever. Whether we are in difficult times or whether we are in great times. And I was talking to someone in Venice. I was talking to someone yesterday and I said, nothing's changed. Everything changes. Nothing's changed. No matter how things are going with you today, before the sun goes down, a change is you could be joyful now. One phone call or one word. Sorry. But when you know who God is, when you know that he's your helper, he's your healer, he's your deliverer, he's your provider, then whatever